Some more rain today, but tomorrow should be partly sunny, 50. Sunny and 50 on Friday. Weekend looks to be dry and in the 40s. Deere & Company is reporting fiscal fourth quarter net income of $757 million. On a per-share basis, the company says it had a profit of $239, which beats Wall Street expectations. Analysts were thinking more along the lines of $144 per share. Deere stock has climbed 51% since the beginning of the year, while the Standard & Poor's 500 index has increased 13%. Deere stock has risen 48% over the past 12 months. The largest county in the 2nd Congressional District has postponed certifications of the results of its recount from this month's election. Scott County has been slated to re-canvass today, but it pushed it back to Monday, the day of the state's canvass. As of last night, the state's unofficial results show Republican Marionette Miller Meeks up by 35 votes over Democrat Rita Hart. As the largest Democratic-leaning county in the district, Hart's campaign hopes to pick up some votes in Scott County in order to close that gap. Another 9 Quad citizens have died due to COVID-19-related causes. According to health department reports, 6 in Scott County, 3 in Rock Island County, 278 new COVID-19 cases have been reported here since this time yesterday. Illinois reports 9,400 new cases and 125 additional deaths. Iowa reports almost 3,000 new cases and 49 additional deaths. And as the holiday weekend begins, health authorities are worried about how Thanksgiving might add to the spread of COVID-19. Ed Rivers, director of the Scott County Health Department, says hospitals are already full of COVID patients, and it could get worse in the next couple of weeks.
So today, I urge every resident in Scott County to make the tough but necessary decision to avoid Thanksgiving gatherings with extended family and friends. Do that this year so that there isn't an empty seat at your table next year. Your decision could very well save a life, maybe even your own.
River says last weekend, one of the new COVID deaths in Scott County was a person under the age of 40. That's the first time somebody under 40 has died since the pandemic began. More than 170 Iowa healthcare leaders have signed a statement urging Iowans to follow public health recommendations to slow the spread. Natalie Krebs reports this comes as the rate of new infections and hospitalizations has more than doubled in the past month.
The joint statement was released by the Iowa Hospital Association's Physician Leadership Group and Organization for Nursing Leadership. It urges Iowans to avoid crowds, stay home if they are sick, and wear a mask. Tammy Chance is a doctor with the Boone County Hospital. She says her goal in the summer was to get people to follow precautions so they could spend the holidays with family.
I know this sounds morbid, but now my goal is to get people to take this seriously so they don't have an extra grief. The visit of a close friend or loved one come next Memorial Day.
Chance says there were a few days last week when her region nearly ran out of ICU beds, and her hospitals faced critical staffing shortages related to the virus. More than 1,300 Iowans are hospitalized with the virus, with more than 270 in the ICU. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.
Mr. Thanksgiving is ready to host his first ever drive-through turkey dinner. Tomorrow, two Hy-Vee stores, South Park Mall and Metrolink, will help Bob Vogelbaugh provide what he calls his 49th and a half community Thanksgiving meal. Last month, Vogelbaugh announced the change because even before the current surge in COVID-19 cases, getting together with 2,000 people just wasn't going to be an option. He started the tradition when he ran a mom-and-pop grocery store in Moline. Vogelbaugh had a number of mature customers.
Back then, I asked them, probably not quite 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, what are you going to be doing for the upcoming holiday? And it was just another unison answer. It was just another day to be alone. So a 20-watt bulb went off my little brain and said, why should this be? I've got a stove. I got a walk-in cooler. I can do a dinner here.
Mr. Thanksgiving has always said it's not a charity dinner. It's for anyone who would otherwise be alone on the holiday. And that included Rose Hansen, one of his first guests, who died a few months later.
When we were getting ready to take people home, she came up to me and grabbed my hand and she said, I want to thank you for the delicious meal, but But what I want to thank you most of all for is the fellowship and friendship that I haven't had in years.
Metrolink will provide free rides to people who already made reservations. Everyone else may drive through to pick up their traditional turkey dinners from 4 to 6 p.m. at South Park Mall in Moline. Vogelbaugh plans to celebrate his 50th and final community Thanksgiving dinner next year, hopefully in person. It costs about $20,000 to buy all the food and supplies. Donations to Mr. Thanksgiving can still be sent to 3704 26th Street in Moline. College basketball is on the schedule as number 8 Illinois hosts North Carolina A&T this afternoon, and number 5 Iowa hosts North Carolina Central late this afternoon. With the colder weather, the River Music Experience is working to warm some hearts, building on the success of its curbside concerts by launching holiday curbside carols in December. Herb Trix has more.
Executive Director Tyson Danner says there have been nearly 200 curbside concerts since the spring, where local musicians went out to private homes and neighborhoods in the area and played for half an hour for a suggested donation of $60. That'll return next spring because they don't want to do any indoor performances yet.
But we thought a caroling program would be a really good way to have some winter activity without taking too much risk.
The carols will go for $75 for about 15 to 20 minutes. Danner says the original idea was to give a private concert in a yard or driveway, but often neighborhoods over the summer got together to host one, and some people pooled their money for one-hour concerts.
So we have lots of them where there would be 20 or 30 people all spread out across a cul-de-sac or somebody's front yard. So it made a lot of sense when we thought about doing this caroling program that we could also add on that option of, hey, we'll go around to your whole neighborhood.
He says the carols will be sung by a group of RME staff, board members, and friends.
For the neighborhood carols, we're thinking, you know, if you buy carols for your neighborhood, we have a feeling people will wind up joining us as we go from house to house and just touring around the neighborhood.
They'll mix modern, popular Christmas songs with more traditional carols. And Danner says people can order curbside carols from rivermusicexperience.org. They'll be available on Tuesdays and Wednesdays throughout December between 5 and 8 p.m. Each stop will take approximately 15 to 20 minutes. One day each week will be in Iowa, and one day will be in Illinois.
I have a feeling they're going to fill up pretty quickly because we have pretty limited spots. So I tell folks to go ahead and get signed up ASAP if you want a spot. They're broken out by city.
When signing up, there's a $75 suggested minimum donation with the option to add on an additional donation. The dates and locations are December 1st, downtown and West Davenport, December 2nd, Rock Island, December 8th, East Moline and Silvis, December 9th, the Village of East Davenport and Central Davenport, December 15th, downtown and Central Bettendorf, December 16th, Moline, and December 22nd, North Davenport and North Bettendorf. The neighborhood carols will feature 45 minutes, spreading cheer for you and your neighbors, singing a song or two in front of each house with their front lights on. Those times available will be on Saturdays, December 5th, 12th, and 19th at 4 p.m., 5:15, and 6:30 p.m. For that sign-up, there's a $200 suggested minimum donation with the option for an additional donation. The neighborhood sign-ups can be in any locations throughout the Quad Cities. The RME in downtown Davenport is nearing the end of its fall fundraising campaign, and Danner says the curbside carols will help achieve that goal.
It's an important part of the mixture. You know, we've had a campaign running in August and now through November, which is our main fall fundraising campaign, which is going really well. And we had some really generous donors. The Unterzubers and KV Dahl step up with some matching funds, which really drove that really well. So, you know, the next year, there's a lot of big question marks for all of us, I think, but especially those of us who are in performing arts. So it's really hard to predict, you know, how the next year is going to go. But things are looking okay so far. We're trying to do, you know, curbside concerts was actually a really important part of our financial health over the summer. Because not only were we doing our mission, but we were getting donations through that program. And we figure that curbside carols will be the same thing. People have been really generous with helping spread the word about what we're doing, but also making donations to support it and making sure we can stick around through all this craziness.
The RME has received $10,000 in matching funds, so it will exceed $30,000 raised by the end of the month. And you can donate by visiting rivermusicexperience.org/donate. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Tricks.